Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Good morning. I'm up this morning. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Welcome back.
I hope you've had a good weekend.
I know it's Tuesday, but it feels like Monday.
Okay, but it is Tuesday.
Then get back to work.
What for? What for?
We have a lot of work to do.
And less time to do it.
And before you know it,
the weekend's here.
Yeah, but it's still just
Tuesday, right?
Yes, it is.
I'm going back to bed.
You can't.
Because it's showtime.
Let's do it. Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty. It is Tuesday morning, 6:12. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Carla. Show number 1,926.
Seven. Flip that back on. That's right. Whoa. The band's back. I know. The whole band's back together.
That was close.
I know. 27. Yes.
Boy, we're getting closer to show number 2,000.
The t-shirt show, Mike. Mm-hmm. It's the t-shirt show.
We'll have t-shirts and all sorts of merch.
Oh, strippers and dancers and yeah.
It'll be a lot of fun.
I like where that's going.
Thank you.
Just trying to put everything, in the books. Boy, what a day yesterday. We kicked off the fourth annual Project H2O to benefit the Salvation Army over at Subaru of Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you can drop off your cases of water. And, of course, that is Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. So make sure you check that out if you want more details. Of course, when you donate four cases or more, go to our website, 963KKLZ.com. All right, sunshine today. Going to be nice. High 107, 105, the high tomorrow. 84 outside right now this morning. Here we go. Carla's first take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Julia Roberts and Denzel Washington doing a movie. It's a thriller for Netflix. It's called Leave the World Behind. You might remember that they did a movie many, many years ago, The Pelican Brief, still one of my favorite movies ever.
Yeah.
1993, that was.
Wow.
Almost 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great movie, and they were really good together. But yeah, Leave the World Behind, and that will be on Netflix coming up soon enough, I'm sure. They put them out fast, that's for sure. This is just funny to me. Billie Eilish, who I love, she is the complete opposite of Britney Spears musically. Well, she said the first time she saw an Instagram video of Britney Spears, this would not be on MTV like for us. She's only 18 years, for the love of God.
Yeah.
She saw Britney Spears dancing to one of her songs. She posted a video, and Billie said, "I almost pooped my pants." She's a huge Britney fan. She said, especially Baby One More Time. She said that era of Britney was like mind-blowing. So, wow, Billie, good for you. She does a podcast. I don't know if you've ever listened to it, Morty. It's pretty funny. It's called Me and My Dad. It's just funny. She's odd, but good for her, man. Apparently, the NFL is back. Their training camps are opening this week, and they say there are COVID-19 precautions in place. I say good for teams like mine, Detroit.
Yeah.
The Bengals, the Browns, they're already throwing footballs like 6 feet away from their receivers. So we're good.
Practicing
we're
social distancing.
Here. Yeah. Whoops, I can't get that one.
I'm not covering anybody.
No, that's right. All of those teams are just fine.
This is wild. I'm wide open.
We're good.
Now, with all the precautions, have they told the players? Because that was the big complaint by some of the big name players in the NFL. They haven't told us anything.
From what I'm reading, there is some big whole thing coming out.
A big book.
What they're going to be. Yes, exactly. The rules. So,
all right.
And listen, why do I think that that day when it comes, players are going to say, "Oh, let me look through this." Yeah, no, no. Where's the rest of it? This is a pamphlet. What is this? Jeez! And listen, Jimmy Buffett has a new song. We'll play that for you coming up here. I like it. I say it because I really, I do. I like it. It's very catchy. It's very Buffett. Of course it is. What is he going to write? Some down in the dumps song? No. It's upbeat. It's Buffett. I think you'll like it. For now, that's my take. Brought to you by D.R. Horton, America's builder and equal housing opportunity builder.
Carly, you had mentioned a new Buffett song.
Yes.
Listen up, parent heads. Here you go. This is simply called Down at the La-Di-Da.
Yeah, the La-Di-Da. Down at the La-Di-Da.
Here you go.
When you're back at work and you're 9 to 5 and it's pouring rain on your morning drive, you'll remember when you were last in line. Down at the La-Di-Da. Down at the La-Di-Da. There's a perfect margarita in the mesa.
Well, there you go. It's official. If the song has margarita in it, it's a Buffett song. So it's from Buffett's 13th album. It's called Life on the Flip Side.
Right?
And we're all down at the La-Di-Da.
La, 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 la. I could tell you I could be born today and know that was a Jimmy Buffett song.
Absolutely. That's what I say. You're not going to, you know, you're not going to get some sad song.
No.
It's perfect.
And all the guys in the coconut bras.
Okay. Put a real shirt on.
Jimmy Buffett, new song, Down at the La-Di-Da. What do you think?
I like it.
Jam or slam? Yeah. What are we doing this morning? Hey, we're taking a guess. The 5 items in the Mike and Carla big box. You want to do that this morning? First thing, dial it up. You got to be over 21 years of age or older to win that grand prize. Phase 1, 96 days of summer. 702-739-9636.
96.3 KKLZ presents the 96 Days of Summer. If you can correctly identify all 5 everyday items in Mike and Carla's big box, you'll win the grand prize package courtesy of Top Golf, the Westin Lake Las Vegas Resort, and a San Diego, California getaway.
It's time.
Carla, we have Gina on the phone. Gina, you know the drill, so go ahead, give it a shot. Name all 5 items in the big box.
All right. How about a suitcase, airline ticket, nail polish, Listerine, and a purse?
Well, as you know, no.
Okay. All right.
But you can cross them off your list.
Yep.
I'm crossing them off my list.
Good job.
You know what, Carla? I'm surprised. I'm shocked.
Shocked
at the people sandbagging on this
thing. I know. I know it.
All right. Well, Gene, you know you can play as many times as you want. So your next chance to play in the 8 o'clock hour. If you want more information for those first timers, tap the KKLZ app on your smartphone or go to 96.3KKLZ.com.
Thank you.
I-107 today, 105 tomorrow.
My brother's over on the East Coast, mm-hmm. and he's been hanging at the Outer Banks. You know, they have a little place there. And I said, yeah, it's been hot here. He's like, really? Said, yeah. It was about, you know, 90 there, and the humidity was like 95%. He said, it's so gross, Carla. We get in the water and we get out, and it's like, let's just go back in the water and dry off. Yeah.
Or take another shower.
Yes, that's exactly it.
Get the baby powder.
Yes.
It's going to be a little steamy.
Oof. Gosh.
So 84, 86 actually right now.
Yeah.
By the way, we just revealed another piece from the big box, mm-hmm. Mike and Carla's big box. Make sure you check that out. And another guess, we'll have that for you. 8 o'clock hour, next hour. So make sure you check it out on our website, 96.3kklz.com. Details on that in just a couple of minutes. Right now, a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news. Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, medical researchers, listen to this. They're urging people to, you know, you're wearing your masks. Treat your mask like your underwear. They said, assume it's underwear. Don't take it off in the middle of, you know, wherever you are.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fiddle with it. You wouldn't do that with your underwear, right? Don't share them with somebody. And because they're saying it's just the same concept as actually taking your underwear off in public and then sticking them on a bench or something like that.
I never thought about it like that, but that's a good analogy.
Yes, and wash them. If they're cloth masks, wash them regularly. So, yeah, think of them as underwear for your face, which a lot of people are wearing underwear as a face mask.
Hey, you know what? At least they got something.
Yes, that's right. There
got a little peekaboo.
Got something, right? Yes, that's right. Oh, it's open. Okay, thank you, honey. I can use a straw. This is fantastic.
Yes. Exactly. So don't laugh when I wear my BVDs on my head.
Oh, gosh. Yes. Listen, I don't know if you heard about this. One of the world's most active volcanoes erupted On the Italian island, I am not joking, of Stromboli. That is an island.
Seriously.
That's where that was named. The Stromboli was named after. There are about 300 people on the island. And I only mention it because it sounds delicious. But yes, it's a huge volcano. It's one of the most active volcanoes in the world. And if you have seen it, it's frightening because it's the whole island, mm-hmm. and then there are a few houses here and there. And I mean, it's just like, why would anybody live on the island? But yeah.
And when it erupts, does it spew spaghetti sauce?
Yeah, it spews spaghetti sauce. Yes, it does. And meatballs. Is that a rock? Meatball, I think. Jeez, yes.
Stromboli Island.
The island of Stromboli. That is truly an island, people. That's not made up. This is true stuff. And this is also true. A survey found that 14% of men admitted to being turned on by Alexa.
No.
Yes.
That is not right.
It is right. It is right. No, it's more probably like 20%, 25%. They say especially during this, the pandemic, the isolation and all of that, the guys, a lot of guys who lived alone just wanted to talk to a female.
Oh, Marty.
So, yeah. Exactly.
Well, now I'm thinking about it. I talk to Alexa more than I talk to my mom.
See? Exactly.
Like, I call Alexa about 20 times a day.
Well, she has a dating profile on Creepy Harmony. Right.
So, I get it.
Alexa?
Alexa, play my music.
Yeah. Okay, Morty. If you can get her to say your name, that'll help a lot. But yeah. Almost 15% of men. You know what? Yeah. Alexa turns me on. She's got a good voice. She has a good
voice.
We
are such a stupid species.
We are so dumb. We are just dumb.
You know, I've said this before. Men, we're so simple and so stupid.
Yeah, you really are.
Hi.
You really are. Embarrassing. I told you, my best friend Monica, her husband has said, you know what? We get to about 17, 18 years old, and then we just stop. Yeah. That's where we are for
the rest
of our life.
Why go forward? I stopped at 13.
See? There you go. Oh, we might learn things, but we still stay there. We just stay there, all right?
Look at it. It's a booger. I can roll it up.
Exactly.
What?
Alexa, yeah. Okay.
Flick.
Alexa, do the reggae fart song. This one's good.
Oh, my
Alexa,
God.
Jazz fart song. This is better.
All
it's
right,
really
enough.
Good. Oh, my gosh. Yes, exactly. A few things you should know. Sponsored by our friends at Sam and Ash. What's right?
Who's on the phone?
Morning, guys. It's Tom from Philly. I'm getting mixed messages. You guys had me all convinced that the mask was important. I should wear it every day. And now you say it's like underwear.
Well, you wear it every day, but you got to wash it.
That's why I don't wear underwear.
See? There, Commando. Is that it?
Yeah.
There you go. Case in point. Thank you, Rambo.
Guys think that's hot. I don't wear underwear. Oh, that's great. Everything's just hanging. That's good. That's hot. That's real hot.
You like me better, don't you?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Put your leg down. Jeez.
All right, we were talking off the air. Angie brought this up to you.
No, I brought it up to her.
You brought it up to her.
Yeah.
And what movie was it?
It's a TV show. It's that CSI Miami show. You know those stations? They show the Law and Order, and they show all those shows.
Oh, yeah.
And there's one, I think it's ION, and they show the CSI Miami.
Yeah.
And like all day, one day. And it's like, I can't shut it off now. And we did. Because David Caruso makes me want to vomit my guts out. I cannot stand him.
Now, he was on that show for a long time or another show.
Well, he was on NYPD Blue. Turn that one on. He was on NYPD Blue.
And then left.
And left because after a year, because he was going to be a big movie star. And then did some crap movie. That you know, Jade, I think it was called. It was god-awful. Oh. Then he went on to do CSI Miami and ruin that one as well. I can't stand him.
By the way,
we just
talked to Tom.
Yeah.
And I mentioned Rambo.
Uh-huh.
He was in Rambo. He was
David
in the
Caruso?
First. He was in the first Rambo
really?
Movie.
Was he? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I saw that. I don't even know.
Maybe you'd like him better in that.
First one. No, I don't like him at all.
You don't like him at all?
No, and every line he delivers is so like...
That's what makes it, though.
Oh, God, I can't stand him.
So who is that actor?
I just shut it off.
Who is that actor that no matter if you like the movie or not, if they're in it, you just shut it off?
Ugh.
Because you can't take it.
And, you know, you can go TV or movies.
TV or movies. Yeah, doesn't matter. TV both. Show.
Yeah. Or yeah, exactly. I mean, I guess, you know, he was a big movie star for a while.
See, for me, and I've mentioned this before, Katherine Heigl.
I know you don't like it.
I just Stevens. Don't like her.
Yeah, I know you don't. Yeah, ugh. But I think somebody else beat her out in your
Sophia
your
Vergara.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
I can't stand her.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, that's one of the reasons why I never watched Modern Family. I couldn't take her.
Oh, man.
It was just awful.
Shows on TV, too.
And everybody goes, God. Oh, but she's so hot, but I don't care.
Yay!
Oh, my God. Turn it off.
Everything, too, with Caruso, it's like, oh, God, it never ends.
Yeah. And it never will.
Oh,
and then he dips his glasses.
You won't down. Get fooled or again.
Anybody else?
Around his neck, he wears his sunglasses.
Boy, you do it all with the music and everything.
I cannot.
Ripped off to the
right.
I can't
and it never will.
It's awful. He's just,
All right. Anybody else?
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
That sounds wonderful.
On 96.3.
So suck on that.
KKLZ.
Always a phone call away at 702-739-9636. Or if you want a text, same number, 737. John Schaefer with news that we'll get to in a minute. It all started with David Caruso for Carla.
I can't stand him.
So you stop watching CSI Miami.
Just flip it off.
Because he was going to be, and he left after like one or two seasons.
He left after one season on NYPD Blue.
That's what it
was. Yeah, that was it. And then he went, oh, yay, for the CSI franchise.
He just lived in CSI Miami for the rest of his life.
And by the way, talking about CSI Miami, what wrecked it for you? Morty was Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah, I can't stand the dude.
That's your guy.
Yeah. And he ruined CSI, the regular CSI.
Oh, in Vegas.
Wow. Yeah. Because he took over like 50 million seasons later.
Right, because then wasn't it Ted Danson?
Yeah.
And then,
and like The Matrix. Greatest movie of all. Lawrence Fishburne in it sucks.
Oh, see. Oh, poor Morty.
Wow.
Oh,
and it has Keanu in it.
Oh, I get you.
So we're talking about that one actor. That even if you like the movie because they're in it, it makes it suck.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. This is hilarious. Patty said, I totally agree with Carla. I can't even stand seeing the previews. He ruined that show.
Oh.
Linda.
David Caruso.
Yes, David Caruso. Okay. Linda, she said, I can't stand Cloris Leachman. I don't know what it is. I just can't stand her. Buffy said, it used to be Fran Drescher. And she said, there's so many right now in modern times. Buffy, bite your tongue. Anna Kendrick, she said, she looks like a rat or kind of rodent-like to me.
Oh, I get it. You know what? I get it. She's kind of cute, but there is that rodent look.
And this one, I get. I very much get this. Adrian said, Gilbert Gottfried. I cannot stand him. He's just a weirdo. So he makes me shut off anything that he is on. Comedy, radio, he just grinds on my nerves. I get that whole voice of his and the eyes shut.
But especially in Beverly Hills Cop.
Yes. He's always yelling with his eyes closed.
So that's the male Sophia Vergara, basically.
Yes.
All right. Amanda, what about you?
That would be Tom Cruise.
Really?
Hands down. Anything. Commercials, anything. I can't stand him. I don't know how I would be if I ever approached him either. You know what I mean?
I don't like you. I'm sorry. I want to like you, but I don't.
What was there something that just clicked when you saw like one of his movies or?
Yeah, he just seemed like just not a good person. I don't know. That's just the vibe I get off of him. Just watching him on the screen. And
I get it.
Grace, who is it for you?
Bradley Cooper.
Oh, hey! My God. Bite your tongue.
I'm sorry. He looks like a serial killer.
Yeah, he kind of does.
You know what's funny? I get the impression, though I think he's really adorable and all that, I get the impression he can be kind of a douche.
You know, I've never seen any of the Hangovers.
Wow.
I just look at him and I got to turn away. And, man, I loved A Star Is Born, and I love Gaga. I tried to get through that movie, but I had to keep turning away. there's something about him. I can't look at him. Ugh.
Wow. That's so funny.
Isn't that so? Even when you run into somebody or you see somebody in a restaurant and they're not even a celebrity, but you look at them and you go.
They have that look.
Yeah, they have that douche look.
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what, Bradley Cooper, it's across his nose and in between his eyes. And there was a movie, I can't even tell you, I just remember seeing the advertisement and his hair was like in really curly curlettes. Hmm. And oh my God, like
wow. It was that 80s movie.
That's right.
Yeah.
I don't know how any woman can look at him. Oh.
Wow.
So glad we brought this up.
Wow. So you really don't like horrible. Bradley Cooper.
You know what? He seems like a decent man. I mean, you know, but there's something about him, and I cannot watch any of his movies.
Oh, sorry. That's so funny.
You have a great day. Thanks for the call.
You too, guys. Bye-bye.
Yeah, after all that, he looks like a good guy, but I just can't stand him.
I just don't like him.
Good morning.
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back on 96.3 KKLZ.
702-739-9636. That's our phone number. That's our text line. Mike and Carla Morning Show at about 8:09.
Are we still talking about the actors we can't stand?
Yes.
Oh, yes, we are.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh,
is
right
he an actor?
With you.
Oh.
Yes. I'm right with you.
Well,
I can't
stand him. But he tries to act.
Yeah.
He's the worst actor on God's green earth.
He's awful.
He did the splits between two semis.
That's the best thing he did ever.
And one more call. Jean, what about you?
Well, I don't know about the redheads, but I'm with Carla. And Conan as Brian is one that really ticks me off.
Conan, the talk show host?
Yes. With all the redheads. I always tell
it's
my
just
husband.
The redheads.
Redhead women are the best looking. Once, but the redhead men are awful.
Wow.
I think a lot of people would probably agree with you on that. I think
there's
it's
just
harder
something
for redheaded
about
guys. Yeah, I do.
All right. You have a great day.
That's
Thank
funny.
You.
Thanks for
Thank
the call.
You.
What about Opie? Didn't Opie have red hair?
When he had hair, he
when
did.
He had
yes,
hair.
He did.
Ron Howard,
Ron Howard.
Of course.
Yes, that's right. Yep, that's
All right.
right.
Sunshine today, high and near 107, 105, the high and tomorrow. 90 now. It's another take on some entertainment news with Carla.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Dr. Anthony Fauci will throw out the first pitch when the Nationals open the season against the Yankees on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Watch him fire it over there. He still runs like 4 miles a day.
Well, he's not doing anything.
Yeah,
so.
No, that's right. He's not busy. I don't know. Okay, sure, I'll squeeze that in.
Yeah.
Good for him. I have to read this just because of the whole context. This is in Orlando Bloom, by the way, engaged to Katy Perry. He has hired a pet detective. He lost his teacup poodle that's named Mighty. She disappeared last week. He's offering $5,000 reward. $5,000 reward for Mighty's return. But yes, in the meantime, he's hired a pet detective. I didn't know there. I mean, there are
and
pet detectives.
Actually, pet detectives.
Yeah, there are. Yeah, there are.
Wow.
I know. Well, you remember the biggest one of all, don't you, Mike?
Right.
Ace Ventura.
Oh,
right.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
he
right.
Got his dolphin back.
That's
so.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. He got his dolphin back, all right. Keanu Reeves, Morty. Mm-hmm. Is there anything this guy can't do? He acts, he directs. He's now writing a comic book. He's doing a comic book.
Oh.
I don't know the details on it, but he's doing a comic book now. Good
John
for
Wick.
You. It'll be, what's that?
John Wick.
Maybe. I don't know. Don't know any details yet, but he is indeed doing it. We'll see. I'm sure it'll be huge.
So a comic book is only animation. It doesn't have to be funny to be a comic book.
Oh,
right?
No. Most comic books now are
because the
dark.
Word comic leads me to believe
well,
that.
Yeah, I know that it, yeah.
But that's just name of a, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's not all Archie and Dot.
The like guy from that My Chemical Romance group wrote his own comic book.
Oh, see? There
and
you
now
go.
And Netflix bought it, and it's one of the
see?
Biggest shows
there you
on
go.
Netflix.
They call a lot of them now like serials and
yeah.
things like that. Oh. So they're not all Archie and Richie Rich.
Okay.
You know, they're different now. A little bit different now. Yeah. Hey, what are the
really?
Other ones? Well, yes.
Yes.
What happened to the Archies? For the love of God. Where's Moose? Where's Moose?
And Wimpy. Yeah. Where's Wimpy?
Jughead with the Yes, Beetle Bailey.
Yes.
They're all
okay.
a little different. Kids are going, what are they even Beal. What? I don't even know what they're talking about. That is my take for now. Sponsored by D.R. Horton, America's builder and equal housing opportunity builder.
I don't know how a lot of bars are handling things here in Las Vegas with the restrictions that are put upon them. Mm-hmm. But listen to this. Bars in New York trying to get around the new rule that they have to serve food with alcohol by offering tiny portions. There's a brew pub in Buffalo. They launched a dollar menu with things like chips, grapes, handful of croutons.
Yeah, that's a menu.
And nine French fries.
Yeah.
And it actually turns out menus like this don't actually satisfy the requirements, though.
Right.
But here's the manager of the brew pub in Buffalo talking about it.
Piece of meat, $1. One piece of our sliced charcuterie meat, chef's choice. So we have nine French fries, you know, get a couple of laughs, put people in a, you know, good mood. Within the hour, we will have, you know, a brand new dollar menu coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah, charcuterie.
Charcuterie?
Charcuterie. Meat from the charcuterie. The charcuterie.
Chef's choice.
Whatever, you know, our employees bring in, we'll just give them a handful of that for a buck.
Piece of meat.
We have some goldfish. Got some goldfish. We're going to give them some of those.
In a bowl?
Got some Triscuits. Sure, why not, man? Yeah, handful of raisins.
What's on your dollar menu?
Yeah, we got some caramel chips. You can throw those in with some raisins. It's trail mix. That's what that is.
What's right today's there. Bowl special? That's basically what it is.
Oh, well, if they sold those, they'd probably do a lot better.
We have pretzels.
We got a bowl for you.
You know, some people are just doing what you got to do. And hoping to get around it, but as long as they're doing it safely, I guess.
Boy.
I don't know. But that's one brew pub in Buffalo, New York.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to give somebody a chance to guess the five items in our big box?
Yes.
Let's do that this morning. Got to be 21 years of age or older to give it a guess. 702-739-9636. Good luck.
96.3 KKLZ presents the 96 Days of Summer. If you can correctly identify all five everyday items in Mike and Carla's Big Box, you'll win the grand prize package courtesy of Topgolf, the Westin Lake Las Vegas Resort, and a San Diego, California getaway. It's time.
All right, Carla, we have Jean on the phone, and Jean thinks she knows all five items in Mike and Carla's Big Box.
Oh, yes, I do.
You know the drill, so here you go. Go ahead. Tell us the five items in our Big Box.
Ribeye steak, rosemary, dual cassette player, a seashell, and a blue drone.
We got two out of five.
Yeah. Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, listen, we revealed another piece of the box earlier this morning, so check that out. And, of course, your next chance to win will be with Wendy Rush in the noon hour. You want more details about the big box? Of course, tap the free KKLZ app on your smartphone or go to 96.3KKLZ.com.
Okay. Thank you so much. You have a great day.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Carla, a couple of people in New York City had to be rescued on Sunday after their big, giant, inflatable swan drifted into the East River.
I don't know what's worse,
being, drifting off from the wind on a big swan or ending up in the East River.
Yeah, I know it. No kidding. They could have been on the poop floatable, the emoji poop. Yeah. That might have made more sense.
These flotation devices for pools and stuff like that, they're getting so big.
I know. They are. They're
that
huge.
A good gust of wind, well, case in point.
That's it. You're gone.
Yeah.
Yep.
A 21-year-old kid in New York State is facing charges after he decided to do some target practice shooting inside his house.
Oh, oopsie.
With a gun.
Oopsie.
Shot through a wall and almost hit his neighbor who was in the shower by...
Oh, man. Okay.
Now, I'm not a gun guy.
Right.
I mean, Jody's a gun person. And I don't... I get it.
Yeah.
But I know this, you don't practice shoot take your gun and start shooting in the house.
When I was going over to the range, they would come to your house, too, and, like, look at your whole house the way it was laid out in case you had an intruder.
Right.
You know, and if you have kids, you need to know where to shoot and where not to
what
shoot.
What angle?
Yes. And at that point, I thank God I never had kids because it's like, I'm just going to be shooting if somebody comes in. God.
You're like that cartoon character.
Yes. Yosemite Sam. Right? And I'm not a gun person either, which is not good. You do not want to intrude on my house. You really don't.
Or in your case, pew, 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 pew.
Yes, that's a pew, pew, pew. Those are these guns right in, baby. You didn't get the video, but you know what I'm talking about.
Hashtag Carla's boobs. Yes,
that's right.
Okay, yeah. If you intrude on Carla, just be careful because you'll get a dish full of pew, pew, pew. As opposed to my house where you'll get...
Yeah, I know. It's like, honey, did something happen while I was sleeping? Jeez. I will do this one story for Morty, actually. The prep work on this crime took forever, so I have to give it justice. Police in Italy intercepted a package sent from Colombia that was filled with coffee beans, but it turns out 500 of the beans were cut in half, hollowed out, filled with cocaine, then taped back together. Now,
they sent
the beans to a fake name on the address, and the name they chose, Morty, was Santino D'Antonio, a mafia boss from the movie John Wick. Yes.
I don't have any John Wick music, so.
Okay. I know. Well, the cop was also a big fan of John Wick and recognized the name, opened the beans, saw the tape. And they just took the package. The cops just took the package to the address, and they arrested the guy who came to pick it up. A 50-year-old guy waiting for his cocaine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work.
It's a ton of work.
Why don't they just make little pellets and make them brown so they look like coffee?
Yes, to all criminals out there.
Yeah, not like I do drug dealing or anything. But
it's a scary thing about Morty. The wheels are always spinning.
It gets even more complicated. They used a brown tape, by the way, on the
coffee beans. Who tapes their coffee beans?
I know. Well, when you fill them with cocaine and you have Santino D'Antonio, well, then you tape your coffee beans.
It's a very expensive coffee beans.
That's right. We don't need those stinking badges.
That's how expensive they are. We taped them.
We taped them. It's a brown
individually taped.
Oh my God! Yeah, and that person better have been paid a whole lot from that drug money.
Because I'm sure he was.
My fingers.
I wonder how many coffee beans went missing.
Yes, and I smell like coffee. My fingers are brown. This sucks. This absolutely sucks being a criminal with you. That's the other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel good story that we like to call
Something Good.
At the end of every show, a little bit of good news to start your day off on a positive note. It's just a very simple little story out of Florida. A good story out of Florida. Yes. Yes. Martin County, Florida. An elderly woman. Her name is Cheryl. She called the police. She didn't know what to do. Her refrigerator broke down. She said, I don't know what to do. I didn't. And they listened to her. She said, I can't afford a new fridge and I don't know what to do. So, you know what? They went over and checked it out. They went to the Goodwill store and they found her a refrigerator and they delivered it to her and said, here you go. Don't have to worry about it.
I know
it. They picked it up, like I said, delivered it. And she said, oh my God, it was like a brand new refrigerator. She said, you know, got to throw out all that food and all that. You can't. A lot of people can't afford that. So they said, hold on. We got this.
That's great.
I know. How sweet is that?
See?
The police force in
Martin County.
I know. In Florida. Keep that in mind.
Not
people,
that
Florida.
We're surprised, but.
No, of course not. No, that's great. Okay. I'm thinking, and I don't know what's in Martin County. Maybe it's a smaller area, but I'm hoping it was a slow day for them. Nothing bad happening. Good. We're going to go to Goodwill.
That's why we say anytime you have a feel-good story, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Or better yet, a local. We would love a local feel-good story.
Yes,
dial it up when we're on the air. 739-9636. Give us your version. 9:40, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon sponsored by Harmony Homes. Take a virtual tour of your future home at harmonyhomes.com. That's harmonyhomes.com. Well, recapping the show, a new Buffett song for you.
Yes.
We'll put that on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page, all you parrot heads.
I love it.
It's official.
Yes.
Because he has the word margarita in it.
Yes, he does.
Okay. We talked about those actors that you just can't stand, no matter if the TV show is good or not, or the movie. Once you see them in it, you're over.
David Caruso.
Done. That's what started it. And all the redheads.
Yeah, I know it.
Can't stand the redheads.
Well, I don't know about the redheads, but I'm with Carla. And Conan the Barbarian is one that really ticks me off.
Okay.
Yes.
Conan the Barbarian. I don't know. And we found out that guys are being turned on by Alexa. They're in this whole quarantine thing, they're starting to date Alexa.
Yeah, they like Alexa, man.
And you know what? Your mask is like your underwear.
So treat it as such. Please.
That's hilarious. Except for those guys that go commando.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Spare
hey, listen.
Me.
Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll keep you company. She has another chance for you to guess what's in Mike and Carla's big box. Noon hour. She will do that, so make sure you're listening for that. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be safe. Be careful. Be kind to each other. How about that? Think about that. Do that. All right? We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3 KKLZ.